There is no place I'd rather be than in His presence. Thank you for joining us today for our weekly devotional thought. And now, our host, Essie Johnson.
Welcome to In His Presence Radio. Today, we are happy to take you into Alabama 2nd Ecclesiastical Jurisdiction, Church of God in Christ, Women's Convocation. We are joining official day. Mother Dorothy J. Pulliam is the supervisor, and the bishop is Bishop Philip A. Gardner, Sr. We are honored to have you share in this wonderful event in Troy, Alabama, where the speaker is Evangelist Terry Banks of Columbus, Ohio.
Holiness. Yes, she does. She don't play around with that. She means business for the Lord. She is married to Elder Frank Banks, who I've known as long as I have known her, and they've been married for 36 years, and he is a wonderful man, and he is an awesome, awesome provider for his family. He really, really does. They're in West Germany, but she had three children also. There in West Germany, she served as the district missionary for district number 2. And as I said, their motto was, we're district number 2, and we always know what to do. And I tell you, she was really a heartbroken. She made things happen. She gave me 100% support. She also served on the missionary examination board there. She knows the work of the women's department. She knows the work of the Church of God in Christ. She had proven to be faithful. She had been a part of this church for over 43 years. And she has worked almost every auxiliary band of board in the women's department. You cannot be a part of this church 43 years and not have dibbed and dabbed and a little bit of everything in the women's ministry. So that lets you know that she knows this church, she knows the working of this church, and she loves this church. She does. She is a member at the present time of Mount Sinai Church of God in Christ there in Columbus, Ohio. Columbus, trying to bring us south again. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We're going to have a sermonic selection from the choir at whatever way the Lord leads Deacon Gardner. And after that, I'm going to ask if you will, rise to your feet and let's receive this woman of God as she comes and gives us just, and she's going to do that. She's going to give us just what God has given her.
By the grace of the Lord.
I'm them know that I was in a jurisdiction where the water was continuously troubled.
She is such a worker, and
And when we would call her with something, oh, that's easy. She'd do that to you all too? That's easy. Oh, no, there's no trouble with that. There's no problem with that. That's easy. That's an easy fix. You cannot have an excuse with her. She's unmovable. When she gets it in her mind, this is the way God is going to do it. It's exactly what's going to happen. I promise you. She's always abounding in the work of the Lord. She's an example to us as missionaries. She really is. You know what? I'm going to share with you why I accepted the calling as a missionary. To all of us, to you that are missionaries. I accepted my calling as a missionary not because I wanted to get behind this podium. It took a long time for me to get behind a podium. Long, long time. That was not my dream. That is not what I felt I should be doing. I have a longing, a burning, a deep down drive to see souls be saved for Christ. And I didn't wait for my turn to speak. I went out into this world. My pastor permission, of course, but I went out in this world and I would go to the place that where the worst hung out. And I started with their babies, with their children. Because every mother's heart is her children. And I would sit down there, missionaries, and I would teach those babies about Jesus Christ. And I would put little tracts in their hands. And they took those little tracts home. And then I began to know the parents. They would see me walking, and they would duck and hide. But I had a drive that what I felt, I don't know, some of us, did we get it that way? I don't know. Because what I felt, I wanted nobody to be left out. Oh, my goodness. It just drove me. And then, things begin to evolve, and you begin to come behind and begin to teach the people of God. So, but that's how I became a missionary. Now, I know we have boards and all that. I didn't go before a board. My work went before me. All my pastor had to sit down and do and say, she does this, she does that, she did this, and that was it. Praise God. And I'm going to tell you, it was hard in my day to get a license. Ooh, you had to be doing something, sure enough. And if you had children, oh my goodness, your mission was right there. Trying to reach our young mothers and tell them and show them how to love their husbands. How to love their children. That's what the Word told us to do. That the aged women sit down with those younger women. What are you talking about, missionary babes? What are you talking about? What are you talking about? When I said I do to my husband, I loved him. Amen. I love my children. Now you're telling me I had to learn a whole new thing? I had to learn a whole new thing? What is this? How do I learn how to love again?
All right.
Because your affections change.
Okay.
When you and your husband used to go out there and do the swing. Is that what you call it? I don't know. I've been in the church so long, I don't know any of these things.
I'm honest. I'm really honest. But anyway, going back to the women, the young mothers. Now, why is it that I have to learn again to love my husband? It's because the infections, what's that change on the inside?
Yes.
I have to look at my children. I have to look at my husband, and I have to love them enough to live holy in front of them that they can receive Jesus Christ. And that does not mean you leave your babies at home.
Please share your comments on this broadcast at InHisPresence@NoneLikeHimAnywhere.org.